Afloat with Henry Morgan. Hero faithfully carries out Jeffrey's instructions, and as Kitty, Antoinette, and Jeffrey are taken from their cell to the auction market, he sets fire to the place, and in the confusion, they all escape and make to hide in the hills. But Jeffrey, due to privations he has suffered, again falls victim to fever. They struggle on until they find a hiding place by a stream, and Hero leaves them to gather the healing herbs. While he is away, Kitty makes it plain to Antoinette that Jeffrey is her man, and warns her that she has no intention of losing him. In Havana, Dolores goes to Dietz to tell him there's been no word of the three escaped slaves. Dietz is leaving Havana for Spain in a few days' time, and when he learns that Dolores is on her way to the country, and that no one knows she came to see him, he resolves to take from her the Aztec necklet.
You must be mad, Dietz. What chance do you think you would have of escaping?
Every chance in the world. You tell me yourself that no one knows you came here. You were driving your own carriage into the country. There is no coachman waiting outside. It might be days or even weeks before anyone in Havana realized things were not right with you. And I want that Aztec necklet.
Then you shall not have it. Do you think I went all that way to Jamaica, risked my very life just to regain it, only to lose it to such a man as you?
You're not afraid?
You haven't the courage to attempt to take it.
You know, Dolores, that I must kill you to get it. I can't risk taking it and leaving you alive, because I have 3 days to fit in before I leave Havana. You are going to die, Dolores. You are going to die.
Then you really mean all this?
Yes, I mean it.
Don't you dare lay your hands on me, Dietz. Don't you dare. No!
You can't scream. There is no one in the house to hear you, and the people nearest to us, they're too far away.
Oh, your hands. I don't...
Choking the very life from you. Yeah, you can struggle, Dolores. You can scream, you can kick, but it'll do you no good. My grip is too strong.
Oh, I cannot breathe.
And everything is going wrong. You know it would have been better had you let me have the necklet in the first place. So it is done. Now to act quickly. But first of all, the necklet. It is a prize worth killing for. At long last, it's mine. Now for the horses in the carriage. At best, put them in my stables. Plenty of feed there for the horses. They'll not be discovered there. But after that, I'd best go into hiding until just before the ship sails. I'll hide along the coast someplace. There's little risk of Dolores' death being discovered for some time. But just in case, I'd better disappear until the fleet sails.
What are you doing, Antoinette?
Oh, why, Kitty. I was just giving Jeffrey some more of the mixture that Hero prepared.
Then leave it be. I told you I was nursing him. It seems a body can't turn her back for 5 minutes, but that you're trying to take her place.
I am sorry, Kitty. I only did it because he had gone out for a spell. Jeffrey seemed so hot. I thought perhaps he should have some more of this preparation.
I'm sorry I spoke to you like that, but I want you to understand that Jeffrey's mine.
He hasn't moved. Not since we brought him here.
And in 2 nights' time, the ship from Jamaica puts into these shores.
How's poor Mr. Jeffrey getting on? Any sign of improvement?
No, Hero. Can't you do something else to help him?
I's doing all I can. The medicine is the only way I know of breaking the fever.
But he is lying so hot and so still.
The delirium is gone. That's one good thing. He's not a raven like a madman anymore.
But what if he doesn't regain consciousness? What if it doesn't break before the ship comes?
I reckon you can't move him from this place until the fever breaks, and there's no saying how long that'll be.
2 more days. Oh, surely it must break. It cannot last forever.
We can only sit around beside him and watch. I reckon that is all we can do.
I don't mind waiting beside him. I don't mind if the ship comes and goes without us. Just as long as we can get him well again. Oh, Jeffrey, darling, if only we could do more. If only you could hear me. If only I could give you the will to fight. If only I could do something to help you. To help those poor, aching limbs of yours.
Won't you let me sit by Jeffrey and just give you a rest, Kitty? Except for the short break yesterday, you haven't left his side since we came here.
I'm quite all right, thank you. There's nothing you could do that I can't do.
But you really should be getting some rest.
I'm sitting here by Jeffrey's side until the fever breaks.
Very well, Kitty. There's no sign of improvement, is there?
No. Hunt's tomorrow night that the ship comes. Why don't you go out and leave me alone with him?
He is a good man, isn't he?
Good. He's the finest man in the whole world.
I have been talking to Hero about Jeffrey. Hero has told me about how Jeffrey was wrongly convicted and sent out to Jamaica, a convict slave. He told me how he got his freedom. From what I have learned, I seem to know Jeffrey very well.
Indeed.
I have formed a picture about him in my mind, about his past life. The kind of home he came from. The people he has known and mixed with.
Yes, he's a fine gentleman. You needn't tell me that.
And he is a free man now. I suppose he will want to go back to England and once again take up the threads of his life.
What are you trying to do?
I am just talking about Jeffrey.
Well, I don't think I like this talk. In any case, we're none of us free. We're still on the island of Cuba and likely to be retaken at any moment. You have no right to talk like this until we're back in Port Royal. While we're here on this island, we're just Antoinette, Kitty, Jeffrey, and Hero. Just four human beings, fugitives, Spanish slaves.
Life in this part of the world is so different from any other part of the world. Do you think Jeffrey will want to stay in Jamaica?
I don't know what he'll want to do.
What if he wants to go back to England?
Then, to England he'll go.
What about you?
Me? Well, I don't know. I hadn't thought about it. I suppose the Dolphin Tavern will be waiting for me. Why must you talk to me like this? Do you think I don't know why you're doing it? Because you have fine airs and graces, you're a fine lady. You're using it all to separate me and Jeffrey.
No, it is not, Kitty. But I have had nothing to do while we have been here but think and try to work things out. You would not try to work them out in your mind. Because you do not want to.
I'll not listen to you anymore. I know why you're doing this to me. It's because you're in love with Jeffrey and you want him for yourself.
Me? In love with Jeffrey? Why, I do not
know... Do you think I've not noticed the way you've been looking at him?
I am so sorry for him. It seems dreadful that a big man like that should be lying so ill and so helpless.
Are you in love with him? Answer me.
I do not know, Kitty. Really, I do not know. I hadn't thought much about it.
Well, you are. You come from the sort of life that he'll be leading, don't you? Sir Thomas Mutford, the governor of Jamaica, he's your kinsman. You're the sort of people that Jeffrey knew. The sort of people that he mixed with in England. The sort of people he'll be going back to. Yes. Your kind of life is his kind of life. Oh. I heard it. Hero, Hero, are you there?
Yes, Miss Kitty, I've come.
Look at Jeffrey. I think the fever's breaking.
May the Lord be praised. His head's cooled. I do believe the fever has broken.
Oh, look. His eyes are opening.
Jeffrey, darling, it's me here. It's me. It's Kitty. Oh, Jeffrey, darling.
Oh. Kitty. Oh. What does it all mean?
You've been sick, my darling. But now you're better. And you're going to get well.
Am I still in? And those nightmares that I've had.
No, no. You've been sick, but you're going to be all right. Now you just lie there and rest.
Yes. I'm very tired. So very tired.
his eyes so closely.
He is asleep. That's good. Long, refreshing sleep he must have.
Will he be all right to travel to the coast tomorrow night, Hiro?
We can give him plenty of rest before then. But when we set out, I reckon we'll have to help him all the way. But have no fear. Hiro, mighty strong man. Hiro can carry him just like a baby in arms.
Then we are going to get away from here. Oh, I know now that we are going to get away.
Yes, Hiro. This is the spot. I remember seeing this cliff when we landed.
I'm straining my eyes out into the darkness, but I can't see a sign of a ship.
They'll be showing no lights. I think we'll wait up here on the cliff top until the boat puts in down below. Journey is nearly over. And I'm so much in debt to you three people.
Over there. Oh, look. I thought I saw someone in the bush.
Someone over there? I'll soon go over and find out who it is. I'll find out.
Perhaps the boat's in, and it's one of the British seamen.
More likely a Spanish peasant.
There ain't no one over here.
No. No. Because they've moved. They're just behind you.
Look out!
Oh, look! A knife was thrown. It is sticking out of our back.
With rescue so near at hand, has tragedy overtaken the party? Listen to the next exciting episode of Afloat with Henry Morgan.